大家早晨，母亲节快乐。Let's have a word of prayer before we start. 我哋同心祈祷。Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you for unconditional redeeming love. We gather in mind and spirit today on this special day to worship you. May the Holy Spirit bind us together to make our worship pleasing to you. 亲爱的天父，我哋感谢你，因为你无条件的大爱，你救赎了我们。我们今天心灵合一地来到你面前去敬拜，求你差遣圣灵来帮助我们联合一起，以致到我们的敬拜都是能够讨你的心意。我们面前的祷告是奉耶稣基督得胜的名字。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There's a quiet understanding when we gathered in the Spirit. It's a promise that He gives us when we gather in His name. There's a love we feel in Jesus. There's a manner that He feeds us. It's a promise that He gives us.When we gather in His name. 至于我们同在一起，彼此分享另类默契，兄弟姊妹在至爱里，情同所造甚合一。感谢耶稣，感谢耶稣，你是我们心灵满足，引领我们行走天路。感谢感谢主。There's a quiet understanding when we gather in the Spirit. It's a promise that He gives us.When we gather in His name. There's a love we feel in Jesus. There's a manner that He feeds us. It's a promise that He gives us. When we gather in His name.
十字架给我们的盼望是从主耶稣而来，让我们紧靠十字架。The cross is our hope. Let's all come close to the cross.
Soul shall find rest. stretch beyond the river. Come to sing, O ye of God, sing in Zion singing, sing joys of Zion behind, gun to
少少坐近少少，等可以多啲人可以有位坐。我哋一起站啦，向中间移动，等迟嚟嗰啲人可以有机会同我哋一齐敬拜神。Thank you， 多谢。
The glory, great things He hath done, showed off to the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gates that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear Him. Things He hath done. Someday, 借着恩典，恩主已光赐，不论什么罪人，靠主都得赎。你在我说极重，若遵循不义，就立是梦四年，永远不再提。赞美主，赞美主，尊你当尊的名。赞美主，赞美主，万物都当欢欣。藉着圣子耶稣，何亲近天父，他已成功救赎，荣耀归天父。Great things He has taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our worthier of transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Amen. Following, we have Maggie. She will give a tribute to her mother. 嚟緊 Maggie 會有一個對佢媽媽嘅感恩。
Morning, everybody. 大家早晨。First, I would like to introduce my mom. Mom, 可唔可以起身？Yeah, so that's my mom, Anita Wu. So my mom, she's a really hardworking person. She, when I was little, she always worked till really late at night. And my mom loves cooking. She loves cooking and she's a really good cook. And Pascal and we always like her cooking a lot. And, so also she tries out different new recipes and she always teach me and my sister to cook. I really, really treasure that moment. My mom, she's a really loving and caring person. She always cooks and provides transportation to the one who is in need. When I was sick, she always bring all the food, bring all the medicine, and bring all the supplies that makes me feel better. So, and also, when my mom, me and my sister, when we went out to work or when we went to school, she always, always definitely pray for us. And when I see that, my heart always melts. Yeah. So I really thank God I have such a wonderful mom like her. Most importantly, I really, really thankful that God chosen her to be His daughter. That's the most wonderful gift. When I was little, my mom didn't have any religion at all. But when we moved to the United States in 2003, I wanted to go to church because I became a Christian at that time. And I was the only Christian in the family. So I wanted to go to church, but thankfully my mom found this church through like her friend. So I can come to this church with my mom today. And so, also, in 2007, my mom became a Christian. She accepted Christ in church camp, which is coming up soon. And now that she's really faithfully serving in the church, and I really thank God and give all the glory to God. Thank you.
You graciously gave your son as a sacrifice for our sins.
你赐俾我哋咁大嘅恩典，你赐俾我哋有儿子嚟代替我哋嘅罪。
Christ silenced the law's claims against us by taking the condemnation upon himself.
耶稣嚟到呢个世上拯救我哋，就系佢将我哋所应该得着嘅罪担起咗。
And you powerfully declared him to be the true Son of God by raising him from the dead.
You 又宣告咗，因为佢系从死里复活啦。
God, we approach your throne and we do pray, Father, for our mothers.
天父，我哋嚟到你嘅面前，我哋为着我哋当中嘅母亲而祷告。
We thank you for creating each mother with unique gifts, talents, and personalities.
主啊，你在每一个母亲嘅当中，你赐俾佢有不同嘅天才，不同嘅一份。
We thank you, Father, for our mothers' love. Perseverance and their devotion.
多谢你赐俾妈妈，佢哋有忍耐，佢哋有一不断嘅工作。
We continue to ask that you would give each mother strength.
求你继续咁与每一位母亲同在，赐俾佢哋力量。
Help her to see in every mundane task the internal significance that you place on motherhood.
让佢哋在每一天所繁忙嘅当中都记得你嘅恩典。
Help her to forgive those who undermine her significance.
让佢能够胜过一切嗰啲唔尊重佢嘅人。
We ask that you would strengthen the mothers who are recovering from surgeries, ailments, and illness.
主啊，我哋当中有病疾病嘅母亲，我哋为佢哋而祈祷。
We pray that you give wisdom upon those mothers who are searching and stressing.
亦都为着那在寻找当中嘅母亲而祷告。
We pray that you would help all who need Jesus. May all find their sufficiency in Christ.
让我哋每一位要寻找耶稣嘅人都能够寻见你。
Bless all the mothers here as they worship you. May they be refreshed in your presence.
求你今天祝福每一位当中的母亲们。
Father, we also remember those who recently departed to Japan and those who departed to Nepal for missions.
主啊，我们也都为了我们暑期的短宣的宣教士而祷告，他们又去日本，他们又去尼泊尔和印度。
We pray that you would guide their paths and open the door for gospel conversation.
求你带领他们前面的道路，让他们能够顺利地将福音传出去。
May your word be readily received.
让你的话语是被人所接受。
And now, O Lord, we pray that you would open up our hearts and minds for your Holy Scripture.
主啊，求你今天也打开我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，让我们能够明白你的经文。
We pray that you would speak to us.
让你亲自向我们说话。
Fill your servant and fill us all with your Holy Spirit.
充满你的仆人，亦都充满我们当中每一个人有圣灵的同在。
Bless us now.
继续祝福我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen. Please all rise.
请起立。
If you do have your Bibles, please turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15.
如果你有带圣经的话，我们请打开马太福音第15章。
The word of the Lord reads, And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from the region came out and was crying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon. And he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, Send her away, for she is crying out after us. And he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, It is not right to take children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she said, Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And their daughter was healed instantly.
马太福音第十五章二十一节至二十八节。耶稣离开那里，退到推罗西顿的境外去。有一个迦南妇人从那里出来，喊着说：主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我，我女儿被鬼附得甚苦。耶稣却一言不答。门徒进前来求他说：这妇人在我们后面喊叫，打发他走吧。耶稣说：我奉差遣，不过是在以色列家迷失的羊那里去。那妇人来拜他说：主啊，帮助我。他回答说：不可拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。妇人说：主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌上所丢下来的碎渣儿。耶稣说：妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的给你成全了吧。从那时候他女儿就好了。
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and the preaching of his word.
求主祝福他自己的话语。请坐。
At the beginning of the day, a second grade teacher taught a science lesson on magnets.
有一朝头早呢，有一个二年班的先生呢，就教他的小朋友关于摄石。
She explained what a magnet does, and they even had hands-on experience with the magnet.
咁先生咧介绍摄石系乜嘢嘢，而且咧就喺度示范摄石系点样用嘅。
Later in the afternoon, the teacher gave a science quiz to see how much they understood.
咁之后咧，嗰个先生就系想考嗰啲细蚊仔啦。
And it was only one question.
只有一个问题。
She said, My full name has six letters. The first one is M, and I pick up things. What am I?
他说我的名字只有六个字母，我的头头是叫 M, 我又可以执起的东西，我是谁？
Immediately the students wrote down the answers and handed the papers in.
那小孩子很快就回答了，那就告诉先生知道了。
The teacher looked at the results and found that 50% of the teacher, 50% of the students got it right, and 50% of the students got it wrong.
點知呢？一半嘅學生就答啱咗，一半嘅學生就答錯咗。
Those who answered right put the word magnet.
嗰啲答啱咗嘅呢，佢哋寫住攝石呢個字。
Those who got it wrong put the word mother.
寫錯咗嘅呢，佢哋就話媽媽。
For some people, mothers are like magnets. They pick up things.
有啲人呢就係咁講，媽媽呢常執嘢嘅。
Mothers are like magnets because they are very attractive.
媽媽可以執嘢呢，因為佢哋亦都係非常之美麗。
Jesus brings out the attractiveness in this way. He notes a woman or a mother of great faith.
耶稣亦都将呢个妇人高举起嚟，因为佢呢个妇人大有信心。
Today we're going to take a look at a passage in Matthew chapter 15, and with a sermon titled "The Mother's Great Faith."
今天早上我哋就研究下呢个妇人，佢就系喺马太福音第十五章嗰度讲到一个伟大个母亲嘅信心。
The main point of this passage is as Jesus enters into a Gentile territory, does a miracle for a Gentile mother. Whose faith is greater than those who have Jewish territory and those who have Jewish faith.
今日嗰个主题就系话耶稣去到呢个外邦嘅地方，为着一个外邦人，佢嗰个外邦人嘅信心系大过犹太人喺当地嗰啲人嗰个信心。
This passage teaches about grace, faith.
呢段佢信心呢段嘅经文就系讲俾我哋话有恩典，有信心，有希盼望。
Let me set the stage for this passage.
等我同大家摆好呢段经文嘅背景。
We have to remember the mood has changed up to this point.
我哋要知道耶稣我经过喺嗰度嗰啲人嘅情绪系唔一样。
In chapter 13.Matthew mentions about Jesus was rejected in his hometown.
在第十三章那里讲到耶稣是他当地都那里被人拒绝。
In chapter 14, we find out that John the Baptist was beheaded.
第十四章那里讲到施洗约翰被人斩头。
And early on in chapter 15, we find out that the religious leader accused Jesus of breaking tradition.
在第十五章的前头呢，我们看见那些宗教的领袖就是说耶稣你破坏一切的传统。
In which Jesus had to confront the people with the evil in their own heart.
耶稣就要指出他们当中那些人那个心里面的邪恶。
Jesus would quote from the book of Isaiah, and he would say, "The people, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me."
耶稣用以赛亚书喺度讲到话，佢哋嘅嘴唇跟从我，但系佢嘅心系远离我。
So the opening passage of our text here, we have Jesus traveling away.
所以我哋喺初呢段经文睇见我耶稣就去到外邦嘅地方。
He goes up to the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon.
佢就去到呢个海岸边嗰个推罗西当西顿嘅城中。
These are two coastal cities.
呢两个城市都喺海边嚟嘅。
And these particular cities or this particular region has Old Testament history.
呢两个城市呢满有古旧约嗰个历史喺入边。
And in the Old Testament, it was the land was known as Canaan.
嗰段地嗰、那个大一带嘅地方，以前就叫做迦南嘅地。
Those who lived in Canaan were pagan. In other words, they did not believe in God.
住喺迦南地嘅人，佢哋都系唔相信神嘅。
And over the centuries, they were very antagonistic to the people of God.
历史以来，佢哋都系好反对犹太人。
And you see this Old Testament history in the Book of Kings as well as the Book of Judges.
你喺旧约里边好多个书卷已经睇见啲迦南人系点样敌挡犹太人。
So we do have to ask the question: Why did Jesus go to this particular region?
所以我哋心里边有冇一个问题，就话点解耶稣要去到一个外邦嘅地方呢？
Make a trip 30 miles away from where he was at.
点解佢要行30里咁长嘅路程去到一个外邦嘅地方呢
？Why would he go from a Jewish territory to a Gentile territory？
点解佢要从犹太嘅地去到一个外邦嘅地方呢
？The timing is significant.
我哋知道呢个时间系非常之重要。
Yes, the Jewish leaders had just rejected him.
系，当时嗰啲犹太嘅宗教领袖佢哋拒绝咗耶稣。
Here in a pagan land, we will see a mother seeking the mercy from God.
但是我们在这个外邦的地方，我们看见一个妈妈，她去寻求主耶稣的恩典。
Here's the first point.
第一点是这样。
It's not about the place, but it is about the grace.
地点是不重要，但是恩典是最重要。
Think about it this way. Faith comes through the least or the least expected.
我们想看看这个恩典临到一个从来没有人想象的地方。
The Canaanite mother cries out,Lord, son of David, have mercy on me.
这个妇人在说，说大卫的子孙，主啊，求你请恩典给我。
And you may expect that type of prayer from a God-fearing Jew.
或者是信神的人呢，他们会这样的呼喊。
You may expect that type of prayer from a city like Jerusalem.
你或者在耶路撒冷，他们信神的时候呢，他们有这样的看法。
But you don't expect this type of prayer from a Canaanite woman.
但是你从来都不会想到一个不信神的一个迦南的妇人会这样的呼喊。
And you don't expect this type of prayer from a region that had been antagonistic to the people of God.
你也不会想象到这个地方本来他们在敌挡犹太人的神的时候他有这样的祈祷。
This is an area where God was not revered nor the word of the Lord was taught.
因为这个地方神是不被尊重，神的话语也都没有传开。
You know, in Jesus' earthly ministry, particularly in Israel, Jesus had been visible and available, trying to convince the people that he was the coming Messiah.
因为主耶稣在犹太的地当中，他一路的传扬福音，他想个当地的人认识到他就是神。
And as Jesus taught and as he preached the kingdom, there was a growing amount of rejection and accusations and doubts.
但他一路传道，一路被人拒绝。
But in this Gentile territory, Jesus is approached by a Gentile woman.
但是在这个外邦的地方，突然间就有一个外邦的妇人来临到耶稣。
And she is convinced that he is the Messiah, and she is begging for the mercy of God.
这个妇人就认识到这位真是神，是大卫的子孙。
Faith may come to place or people you least expect.
信心就是很奇妙的，是你没有能够想象当中是临到。
Think about this.
我们想一下。
We may live in a family home where there's more than a few Bibles to be found.
其实我们家里都有很多本圣经。
Or maybe we may be accustomed to going to church on a regular basis.
我们很习惯礼拜日去教会聚会。
Yet even in those type of households, there may be a hardening of one's heart, or there may be those who are trusting.Treasures on earth than they are trusting in the Lord.
但甚至乎在这些基督化的家庭里面，都是有些人信心比其他人信心更大。
On the other hand, we may come from a home where there's superstitions and idolatry.
或者我们长大当中，我们是长大在一个迷信的家庭里面。
And there's no evidence of other believers in the midst.
其他人都不信耶稣的。
Yet the sovereign grace of God, salvation may come.
但是神的恩典会很奇妙的临到你和我。
Brothers and sisters, no one has the advantage or disadvantage.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人有长处，每一个人有一个缺乏。
That's why faith may come where you least expect.
所以神那个给我们的信心的恩典，是在我们从来没想象过当中临到我们。
It's not about the place.It's about God's grace.
不是讲乎那个地点，乃是对讲乎神给我们的恩典。
It's not about the place where you're living in, not the place in your life, but it is about the grace of God.
不是你住的地方在哪里，不是你生活的环境在哪里，乃是神给你的恩典。
Remember, it's by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not of yourself, it's a gift of God that no one should boast.
因为你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，因为神的恩典临到你们。
Think about it this way.
我们这样看看。
We have three young adults that have just ventured to missions to the country of Japan.
我们有三位弟兄，他们刚刚，三位主内的弟兄姊妹，他们去到日本的当中。
This is a nation where there's 99% non-Christian.
当地 99% 以上的人都是不信耶稣的。
We certainly hope and trust that salvation may come to those who believe.
当然我们就希望，我们就盼望神的恩典可以临到日本。
In this service, we think about it, there may be a majority that believes in Christ, and that is good.
当然在我们当中，我们大部分的人已经信了神。
But there may be a few here today who have yet to trust in Jesus Christ.
但我哋当中有冇人仲未将你嘅信心去归附主耶稣基督嘅呢？
Salvation may come upon you today.
救恩今天可以临到你。
Why not you? Why not now?
点解唔系而家？点解唔系你自己呢？
Why not you? Why not now? As far as trusting and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你今时今日就可以相信主耶稣成为你个人嘅救主。
It's not about the place. It's about God's grace.
唔系讲个地点，乃系因为神嘅恩典。
Are you accepting of the grace that God has given you through Jesus Christ?
你今日有冇藉着主耶稣基督接纳佢嘅恩典呢？
Let's get back to the text and we understand that once again this passage is actually known as the Canaanite woman.
呢一段经文咧，好多时候我哋摆个大标题咧，就话呢个迦南嘅妇人。
But if you actually look at this passage, we understand that she was a mother because she is pleading on behalf of her daughter.
其实我哋仔细去睇，我哋就知道呢个妇人系一个妈妈，因为经文系咁样，佢系为佢个女儿而祈祷。
And what's troubling her daughter? She was the daughter was severely oppressed by the devil.
因为佢个女儿咧系被鬼附着。
Her daughter could not save herself.
佢个女儿冇办法自己救自己。
Her mother can't even relieve her.
佢个妈妈亦都冇办法去帮助佢个女儿。
And like any good mother, I'm sure she did all she can to try to solve it, all she can to relieve it and soothe it, but she could not.
好像我哋当中每一位妈妈之一样，如果我哋嘅细蚊仔系病嘅时候，我哋就尽我哋嘅办法去拯救佢。
This spiritual turmoil was overwhelming.
但系呢个属灵嘅征战系大过呢个妇人所能够担当。
Conflict was inflicted by the devil himself.
这个疾病，这个哦，是从魔鬼而来的。
The mother and daughter could not fight against Satan.
这个妈妈和这个女儿没办法靠着他们自己而胜过。
And yet, if you think about it, this situation drew the mother on her knees before the Lord.
但因着今时今日这件事，就带这个妈妈来到主的面前。
She prayed and she begged like never she had before.
佢就祈祷，佢就哀求主耶稣拯救佢。
And if you think about it, this mother, may have, if she didn't come to Christ, she may have been living in ignorance.
如果呢个妇人冇临到主耶稣面前嘅时候，佢可能喺一个无知嘅当中嘅生活。
Without this dilemma, without this spiritual conflict, the mother would not have gotten on her knees before the Lord.
如果没有这个属灵的争战的时候，这个妇人大可能不会来到去寻求耶稣。
She might have lived a carefree life and lived without Christ.
她就很悠闲地去生活。
But because of this spiritual dilemma, she comes and she begs before the Lord God Almighty.
但是因为有这个属灵的争战的时候，她就没办法就要来到主耶稣的面前，向耶稣呼求。
Let's think of it this way in our second point.
我哋第二点系咁样样。
Outward affliction may lead to a blessing to the inward soul.
呢个外来嗰个痛苦啊，某某时间会将你带到呢个属灵嗰个祝福。
Every one of us are going to have a certain cross to bear, but it's not a burden. It's really a blessing.
我哋每个人都有我哋属灵嗰个担挑，但系唔系一个担挑，乃系一个祝福。
God intends to bring out His good. God's intended to bring out His divine purposes.
因为神会藉着各种嘅环境，将佢恩典临到你。
We have to think about trials as not so much an inconvenience, but trials as far as a teaching point. It makes us think more about God.
一个属灵嘅征战唔系话好麻烦，乃系将我哋带到主嘅耶稣嘅面前。
Sometimes hardship and difficulties may help us wean us away from the world and draw us closer.
好多时候因为藉着这些外来的争战，就将我们带到主耶稣的面前。
We all know that health is a good thing, but sickness may be far better, especially if it prompts us to go on our knees before the Lord God.
当然如果我们是健康的时候，我们很开心，但是如果你有疾病的时候，往往这个疾病会将我们带到更亲近神。
Better to be under duress like the Canaanite mother who desperately found and believed in Jesus than to live at ease like a rich person who dies without Christ and living hope.
你想下，如果这个妇人只是很他条地来住，比起他现在有一个属灵的争战，但是他亲密地来向神祈求。
So we establish the mother who is desperately crying out before the Lord.
呢个妇人就好迫切嘅嚟到神面前向神祈求。
She says, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, the Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon."
个大卫嘅主孙啊，主啊，求你嚟可怜我，我个女儿被鬼附着，附得甚苦。
Her approach was humility, and her words were well chosen.
佢嚟到面神嘅面前系非常之谦卑，佢嘅所讲嘅字，佢亦都系非常之啊细心嘅拣选。
She indicated not that she knew something, but she knew someone, and that is Messiah, and she found it in Jesus.
佢知道有一样嘢，就系耶稣就系拯救人嘅救世主。
The expression of the Son of David means that she comes to grips with Jesus being the King.
大卫的子孙就是说他认识耶稣的地位 是王的后裔。
And all she could do in front of the king is to plead for his mercy and her daughter's healing.
他就来到这个王的面前哀求，求主去可怜他。
Notice what takes place next in the story.
我们看看下面耶稣怎样回答。
First of all, Jesus did not say anything.
耶稣好像一粒声都不出。
Guess what the disciples did?
那些耶稣的门徒怎样做呢?
They said, well, send her away.
赶她走啦。
It seemed like she was kind of like a nuisance.
她其实是一个很烦的人来的。
I want you to think about this.
大家去思想一下。
First of all, sometimes we are going to encounter disappointing disciples.
很多时候有很多人让我们失望。
Here it is. The mother was looking for mercy.
一个妇人，佢系求主可怜佢。
She finally gets to the presence of Jesus.
佢卒之嚟到主耶稣面前。
And these disciples, these followers are saying, "No, you know, go away."
但系啲门徒呢要赶走佢。
They did not think that she was worthy of help.
佢唔觉得呢个妇人系应该被帮助。
You know, this attitude could happen to anybody.
其实我们当中很多时候都有这样的态度。就算我们信耶稣的人，跟从主的人，有很多时候我们都有这样的态度。
Sometimes instead of encouraging somebody to go closer to Christ, we may say something or discourage someone away from Christ.
不单止我们不去鼓励人，很多时候我们还使到临到我们面前的人失望。
And if we had to admit it,God's people are not always the most graceful people.
其实想下我们做基督徒不是很多时候都是讲话讲得很 合人心水的。
We may not be the most compassionate people either.
很多时候我们心里面都没有一个同情心。
What happens when someone believes in Christ?
一个信耶稣基督的人是怎样的呢?
People doubt, people who may doubt even the new believer.
很多时候我们怀疑这个人是不是真的信的。
Remember, even the disciples doubted when the apostle Paul became converted.
甚至乎当使徒保罗他相信耶稣的时候，他的门徒都在怀疑他。
In the book of Acts, particularly in chapter 9, when Paul came to Jerusalem, after he was converted, they were really afraid of him.
在使徒行传第九章，当使徒保罗来到耶路撒冷，他的门徒其实都怕了他。
They were very skeptical about him because of his.
他们都怀疑使徒保罗，因为他那个历史。初初的时候，他们都很怕使徒保罗。如果你很害怕那个人，那个人来到你中间的时候，你怎样反应呢？你不会向前跟他讲说话。你都不跟他聊天。
But one person did.
但有一个人讲有。
Barnabas spoke up for Paul.
巴拿巴同保罗讲说话。
Barnabas supported Paul.
巴拿巴支持保罗。
And it changed the course of not simply missions, but it changed the course of church growth.
不单止改变了这个宣教，还改变了这个全个教会的历史。
Is this more than simply doing the right thing for application?
我们是不是要做啱的事情就得呢？
The point I'm trying to make is, when it comes to God's grace,
首先我们想到神的恩典的时候，
Remember, it's far more superior, not only simply in God's people, but in Christ himself.
是远超过我们人所能够想象的，就是耶稣基督他自己。
Christ is far more superior in grace and mercy.
神耶稣的恩典是超乎我们所能够想象的。
Surely, yes, we do need to be kind. We do need to be compassionate.
当然我们要有一个同情心要去可怜去帮助人。
And we need to do our part in bringing others.
我们也都应该做一份去将带领人来信耶稣。但很多时候我们都是做错了。我们不是成日都有一个同情心。我们不是成日都可以去可怜别人。但是临到主耶稣的时候，主耶稣就是满有恩典。
Even the best servants, and that is the disciples, can turn away a potential believer, but Christ did not.
甚至乎耶稣嗰啲门徒啊，佢哋都会拒绝那需要可怜嘅人，但系耶稣基督没有。
Rest assured, when it comes to our Lord Jesus, he's far more gracious, far more patient, far more loving than the rest of his followers who are called his believers.
我哋喺呢度睇见耶稣嘅恩典，佢嘅慈爱系大过跟随佢嘅门徒。其实你读这段经文你或者有这样的疑问。
Especially when Jesus did say something, he said, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
尤其是当耶稣讲话，我是被差派去那信耶稣的人，以色列的人。
You may be thinking, is Jesus distinguishing one group from the other?
是不是耶稣就爱以色列家拒绝外邦人呢？
Well, granted in Jesus' answer, he reflected and very consistent all the way through.
耶稣其实是很继续不断的讲这样的 经文。
In chapter 10 and verse 6, Jesus focused on his primary mission to the world.
在第十章那里，耶稣再次讲到他来到这个世上第一个目的。
He was the promised Messiah.
他是那被应许的尼赛亚救世主，
他
是为了他自己的人而来。但是当以色列人拒绝耶稣的时候，他就往外邦人那里去。我们看看这句字眼，就是以色列家迷失的羊。不是讲到几只羊在
这里，
我们讲到以色列成家都是迷失了。
在
以赛亚书第53章那里讲到，所有的羊都迷失了。但是这个迦南的妇人，她认识耶稣，她是救世的救主。
She is correct in as far as his identity and is also as far as his lineage.
他其实就认识到耶稣那个身价，耶稣那个人的神圣。
Even though she was correct as far as his identity, she was right, but she wasn't entitled.
但是虽然他是认识耶稣，他知道耶稣是谁，但他是没有那个权利。
It did not entitle her to the benefits of the covenant that was made with Jesus.
因为他是外邦人的缘故，他就没有一个以色列人家的权利来到神的面前。
So all she could do was really beg for the mercy of God.
所以他所能够做的就是求神去可怜他。
And as she begged for the mercy of God, she was resigned to even take over, as the passage indicates, even the leftover crumbs.
甚至乎他谦卑到一个地步，他说我只是吃这个台落跌落来的那些碎。
She knew she did not have the right to be at the master's table.
她知道她没有一个权利可以来到她的主的桌前。
But she was content to pick up anything that is wrong.
但是她就神给她什么的那么多的东西，她已经满足了。
She not only wanted the mercy of God, but she was also willing to wait for the mercy of God.
佢唔单止系等候主，亦佢系喺度求神赐俾佢嘅恩典。
This leads us to our last point.
我哋最后一点系点样？
God honors faith that asks for his mercy.
神系睇重我哋对佢嘅信心。
What did Jesus do?
耶稣基督做了什么呢？
Notice how Jesus answered.
我们看看耶稣怎样回答呢？
O woman, great is your faith. Be it done as you desire.
耶稣说，妇人啊，你的信心是大的，要照你所做的，就为你成全。
And her daughter was healed instantly.
她的女儿就立刻医治好了。
The phrase, oh woman, it's a very emotional type phrase that Jesus is giving to the motherhood.
我哋喺字眼就睇唔出，但系耶稣所讲嘅时候咧，佢满有一个感情话：妇人啊。
He acknowledges her faith and how great it is.
佢认识到呢个妇人嘅信心系何等嘅大。
If you look throughout scriptures, there's only a few times that Jesus acknowledged people that had great faith.
在经文里面，耶稣只是有几段的里面讲到话，你实在没有信心。
And this is one of them.
这里就是一点了。
So what made her faith so great?
她的信心是怎样是这么大的呢？
First of all, we have to start with God.
首先我们要从神开始。
We have to start with God's sovereign grace.
我哋要从神赐俾我哋特别嘅恩典。如果神冇特别嘅恩待我哋，我哋就冇办法嚟到佢面前。我哋信耶稣嘅系实靠着恩，也因着信。
Secondly, notice that her faith was undeterred.
首先第二点，佢个信心系冇办法俾人所拒绝或者妥丧嘅。
Remember, she had there was spiritual conflict that happened in her family.
我哋睇下佢嘅属灵嗰个挣扎喺佢嘅家庭里边发生。
Remember, she was in a territory that did not honor God.
佢喺一个唔信神嘅地方嚟居住。
Remember, even when she found Jesus.The disciple told her to kind of go away, send her away.
甚至乎佢揾到耶稣嘅时候，佢啲门徒都要赶佢走。
But notice her response.
但系我哋睇佢个反应系如何。
Her response was focused.
佢个反应系满有一个焦点嘅。
She didn't blame God for her situation.
佢冇埋怨神，佢个女病咗。
She didn't demand of God.
佢冇喺神面前强求。
She was not.
佢唔系嬲咗神，佢亦都冇埋怨嗰啲门徒对佢唔住。佢个信心系满有焦点
嘅。
佢个信心冇俾人抬丧。佢个信心系满有一个forgiving 啊，满有啊，唔系啊，赦免嘅。
Can I ask you a question?
我今日要问你一个问题。
And especially when it comes to blame.
我哋埋怨人嘅时候点样呢？
Have you ever realized how burdensome it is to blame God or to blame others?
其实啊，我哋如果去埋怨人嘅时候，系好沉重嘅。
When we blame God or blame others, it doesn't relieve our burden, but only adds to them.
我哋埋怨人嘅时候咧，我哋重担越嚟越重啊。
Blaming may impede us in both in our peace and hope in God.
我埋怨人嘅时候咧，就拦阻咗我哋去跟从神。
It may hinder our love for others.
拦阻我哋去爱别人。
Let me ask you this: Is blaming holding you back from a great faith?
首先，我哋问你，你今日有冇去埋怨人，就话拦咗你嘅信心呢？
Or is there something else that's holding you back from a great faith?
或者有冇一啲嘢拦咗你一个伟大嘅信心呢？
This woman, this mother had great faith.
呢个妇人，呢个妈妈，佢有好大嘅信心。
She didn't blame God. She didn't blame others.
佢冇埋怨神。佢冇埋怨别人，佢嚟到神嘅面前就求神可怜佢。
Sometimes the struggle lingers even among the faithful who possess a new heart.
其实我哋信耶稣往往都系有咁样嘅难题。
Sometimes it's hard for us to see the good in the midst of a hardship or the midst of emotional pain.
我哋喺困难嘅当中，我哋情感低垂嘅时候，好难去经历。神的恩典。
lesson from the Canaanite mother.
但是我今天早上就学习这个迦南的妇人。
She looked at the broader perspective.
她看见一个神的伟大。
It was not for her sake, but it was also for the sake of her daughter.
不是为了她自己，亦都是为了她的女儿。
And the way she sought the Lord is the way we should also seek.
佢点样去寻求神，亦都系我哋嘅应该点样去寻求主。弟兄姊妹，我哋今天有冇求主嚟可怜我哋
呢？
我哋有冇喺度等候神嘅恩典临到我哋呢？
When we look at the cross of Christ, it's probably the clearest expression or display of God's goodness.
我们看见主耶稣钉在十字架上，就是给我们有一个知道祂是恩典临到我
们。
因为从开始神已经预备了祂的儿子临到这个地上来拯救我们。耶稣基督在受苦是让我们能够明白主耶稣神的拯救。你有没有认识神的神圣的目的呢？你愿不愿意等候主耶稣的恩慈呢？我们低头作个祷告。天父，我们多谢你给我们的话语。主啊，多谢你俾我哋认识到呢个大有信心嘅妇人。佢完全嘅信靠你。佢愿意等候你对俾佢嘅恩典。天父，求你将呢种个信心赐俾我哋。让我哋能够受鼓励来到你嘅面前。
唔
系强求嘅，乃系求主你可怜我哋。
Really、
其实我哋乜嘢都唔配。
But as by your mercy, Father, that you grace us with your presence.
但是因为你的恩典，我们能够临到你的面前。
Father, we pray, Lord, that we would be brothers and sisters who have this great faith, who would be seeking you.
天父，求你让我们都有这样的信心。
That we would be undeterred by any disappointments or anybody.
让我们不会让人事物这样我们颓丧。让我们能够完全的专心在你这里，专心在十字架。
Father, we thank you, Father, continue to draw us closer to you.
求主继续地将我们带到你的面前亲密。
And may we be your instruments of faith, grace, and mercy.
让我们能够成为你信心的工具。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求。